I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How you doing?
I'm great. How about yourself?
You're watching an air. Is he the airbender? Is he bend air? Is that what he does? He's an airbender?
That's what it looks like. I just hit... we really got to log back into your YouTube TV so that we can watch
of course.
Fox Sports. I just hit play on whatever the next thing was on Netflix. Did they redo? That's not M. Night Shyamalan's Airbender, right?
I've never watched it.
Okay.
I don't really know what the Airbender is. I just think I know that he has that arrow on his head, but I don't know why.
No,
I don't
I
know
do
if that's
too.
A tattoo or if it's drawn on.
Henna? Yeah.
I don't know.
I actually don't know the difference between henna and a tattoo. But
I think one's not permanent.
Right? I mean, I think. They use the thing and it stays for like a couple weeks maybe. Yeah, I feel like that's the last Airbender and I don't know why I know that, but... Yeah, I also think it looks like it's different than M. Night Shyamalan's, but I've never seen his, so I don't know why I would know that either. It does seem like people were maybe talking about The Last Airbender again.
People love The Last Airbender. I'm not against it, just something I've never watched. I don't know anything about it.
It's, I assume, a popular comic, or was it anime?
I think it was anime.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so, really popular anime, they go to make it into a movie, it fails, but someone's like, hey... It shouldn't have failed.
I don't know. Or maybe it's a series, a Netflix series. I don't know.
Oh, that could be too. I wonder what people thought. Like, what was.
The anime, The Last Airbender, is amazing.
Okay. The anime.
It's American anime.
What? Seriously?
That's what Poncho says, yeah.
I didn't even.
I don't know that much about anime. My youngest watches it.
Anime?
Yeah.
Or The Last Airbender?
I don't think he's watched The Last Airbender. Okay. So I just kind of watch what he watches. I don't know too much about it.
That's an age thing.
I mean, some of it's okay. Like some of the stories are really good.
Really, I haven't.
He watches
paid
a lot of
attention.
Like I had no idea. He watches a lot of like sports ones.
Okay.
I mean they like play basketball, and
like stories like you
yeah
know,
like they're series, but it's all about like a basketball team. They're on a basketball team and they fight each other. I don't know.
Do you think those are American anime?
Oh,
shows?
Because you can tell.
Oh, well, that's kind of what I thought, right. But. I don't know. I know it's an age thing because, like, our buddy Landon, he loves them. We had to subscribe to the, what's it called?
Right.
Well, you told me what it was called. You knew as soon as I said
Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll. Was that it? There's two of them, right? Crunchyroll and something else. And you knew immediately what it was. But actually, when I asked him about anime the other day, he was like, kind of over it. I'm like, oh, really?
Well, yeah,
I mean, everything was anime. Like, everything had to buy
I don't think, like,
all.
A lot of people. I think there's people who get really, really into it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that into it.
Who?
My youngest.
Your son. Okay.
But he watches some of it. Like, there's a few of them that I see that he'll turn on and watch them, like, maybe in the morning before school. But it's not, like, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. It's hard to tell what they're into because the other day I texted him. He was at his mom's. I'm like, what are you doing, man? He's like, watching TV. I'm like, you're in your room? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what are you watching? He's like, Survivor. I'm like, all right, man.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I'm like, you like Survivor? He's like, oh, I never really liked it before, but this new season's good.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, well, right?
You I'm know, like, okay. Reality TV, that was about the age, I guess, when I got really into reality TV.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a Real World and stuff, but I, you know, I was probably 12, 13, something like that when I got into it.
I thought it was cool. So I was like, I should watch it. Yeah. I don't know. I used to like it.
Anime just wasn't a thing when I was a kid. I think the closest was... You had Pokemon, but even Pokemon was just a couple years too late for me. But we had Power Rangers, and I know that's live action, but I felt that was, here you had this kinda show that was, I think it was a Japanese show, right? And it had been dubbed, and they would put like American actors in to film some scenes, but then the rest of the scenes were still from the original show.
Wasn't it like, I was confused. I was in my head just thought it was like animated versions of Johnny Sacco.
Yeah.
Right? Remember that Johnny Sacco was on after, when I came home from school?
Yeah.
When I was in high school, and I would get high in my car on the way home and then go sit on the couch?
Yeah.
My mom would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, watching Johnny Sacco from 1952 or whatever, and old Godzilla movies.
Yeah,
They were just on, like, you know, you had six channels to choose from.
Yep.
I'm really dating myself here.
A lot of kids were into it.
And you just turn on, like, you know, channel 20.
The monster
just
movies.
All black and white. It's just, you know, the Blob and Johnny Sacco. I watch that, so I just assume it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people our age went through a Godzilla phase, Godzilla, King Kong, the monsters or whatever, because they were on TV. And you could buy cheap VHSs that had double features and stuff like
that. Well, I still watch them. There's a new one out, right? It's in the movies.
New Godzilla?
I saw a preview for Godzilla vs. Kong.
Oh, okay. I saw they're doing that. Then there's that Godzilla Minus One, which is, or whatever it's called.
And that's
which
a
is
Japanese version.
Japanese
right?
version, yeah. which I heard was great.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of interested
I like
to see
those.
That.
So, and I like Johnny Sacco. So it's not a far stretch for me. It's just something I didn't know anything about.
But I didn't see. Did they make two with Millie Bobby Brown? Like they did Godzilla.
If he hears this, he's going to be pissed because he's like, yeah, just don't tell anybody I watch this stuff. It's so dorky.
Right. Hey, guess what, dude? We all watch dorky stuff. It's not even dorky. It's perfectly cool. It's perfectly
I think a lot of people like it. Like, you know, whatever.
I don't know enough about anime, but I got
it. I'm like, so you don't want me to buy you like t-shirts and stuff? He's like,
no, advertising it like that. Right.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah. It's like watching Nickelodeon when I was a kid.
No, because I'm that dad. If he's like, man, you know, because he watches like a lot of football highlight videos on YouTube.
I loved
like we watch
football
it all the time.
Highlight videos when I was a kid.
Yeah, so he'll watch them all, and he'll just like watch. Like I saw him, he watched like 3 hours of Ray Lewis videos.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man. So like you know, 2 days later, I bought him a Ray Lewis jersey. Right. He's like, man, that is so cool. You know, sometimes I'll see him watch him, and then I'll wait until. Christmas
or birthday or whatever.
Yeah, actually, I didn't do that. It was I waited till Christmas and I got him for Christmas. I got him a signed Ray Lewis helmet.
That's pretty cool.
But it was from Miami.
Oh,
so in college, so it's Miami,
cool.
And it's like one of their rarely used helmets. It says 305, the area code on it.
Okay, that's
and signed
cool.
by Ray Lewis with a turnover chain on it. But it's because I watched him for 3 hours. So, you know, but I was like, you want me? You know, you want any of this?
Still into this? Yeah.
You want any of this anime stuff? He's like, no, we're good. We're good.
No. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Isn't anime, I get the impression that anime, and I know that there's hentai, I'm not talking about that, but anime does seem a little more sexual, at least some of the stuff that I've seen. The girls are overly flirtatious. And there's a lot of, like, just kind of, like, short skirts.
I haven't seen that.
No?
Okay. They seem to be more violent, maybe.
There's definitely
than
violence.
Than our cartoons.
Yeah. Certainly a
but
lot
then,
of violence.
But then, you know,
but
my oldest
fighting.
Was like, you know, what are you watching this? And, you know, my oldest is super into superheroes.
Okay.
You know.
Like Marvel, DC.
Yeah. And my youngest is like, it's just cooler Marvel.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, you're right. You're
right.
I get it. He's like, it's just cooler Marvel.
Yeah.
Douche. Get out of here.
Yeah. Makes
like,
sense.
Oh, you're going to be cool, Mr. Marvel guy, right?
Watch
yeah, okay.
It. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, yeah. I won't say who, but a relative of mine complains about superhero movies, and I'm like, you love Star Wars movies. What? You're complaining about the superhero movies, but you love Star Wars movies. Imagine if Disney had bought Star Wars and they'd done as good a job as Marvel fans claim Disney has done over the years. I know they've had some misses, and maybe things have slowed down, but just imagine, are you telling me you'd be tired of good Star Wars movies? There's no way. And so leave people alone. If they like Marvel movies
right?
And they think that they're doing a good job, it's not my thing. I get it. It's not your thing, but like Star Wars, which is basically...
See, I'm the other way.
Same thing.
I don't like Star Wars.
Right.
But I like Marvel movies.
Right, right.
And I like Superman the least. Okay. I wouldn't be fired up if there's a new Superman movie. That's my least favorite.
Just because
favorite.
The movies, you didn't like the movies when you were a kid?
Because it gets into that space stuff, which I don't like. Okay. Like, he's from a different planet. Okay. Like, I love Batman. He's just a guy, man.
Yeah, with toys.
With, who's, you know.
That's why I was like him too.
I like Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know? I don't mind the other guys, you know what I mean? And I like them, but those are my two favorite.
Yeah.
And because it's not like Star Wars, I have to be like, okay, there's another planet, and it's called Nanuni. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, shut up.
Nanuni.
Like, I don't care. I don't know if that's the name of it. I'm sorry.
Of Nanuni.
I'm sorry. But it's just like, I don't like that space stuff. I don't like wizard stuff. I don't like when trees talk. But, you know, with Batman, he's just like a tough guy with $1 billion. Yeah. And Iron Man's just Marvel's version of
same
Batman.
Thing. Yep. Yeah. Same thing. And as a kid, that's why I liked Batman too. Of course, it helped that those movies were coming out, the Tim Burton movies, when I was like 8 and then 10. I was at the right age. But I really wasn't into superheroes, and I had friends who were, so I was just like, well, I like Batman. And I finally reasoned and said, it's because he's not a superhero. Maybe my brother or someone said that. Well, maybe you like him because he's not actually a superhero. You know, he doesn't have any special powers. I'm like, that's it. But I think it was because the Superman movies at that point already felt pretty old and real cheesy. Right. I mean, those movies had to have felt cheesy when they came out. I know people loved them. My oldest brother talks about what a big deal they were. And
they were.
You hear him reference.
And I don't hate them. I like them and I watch them. You know, it's just, I like the stuff where, you know, I don't mind Spider-Man. Like, okay, I can get behind, I can suspend reality for a little bit. Like, I was bit by a spider in a science lab.
Okay.
Wouldn't happen, but I'm okay with you telling me. I don't have to just say there's another planet with little talking monkeys on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if you show me. The guy got bit by a spider, and this is why it happened. Okay, right?
Right.
You know, Ant-Man, he's just got a suit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, most of those guys just got something, right? Or else they went through some sort of horrible experiment.
Yeah, I don't remember. What happened to the Hulk? Because he just changes. I can't remember if anything happened to the Hulk or if he'd always been that way. I think he'd always been that way, right?
No, something happened to him. There's an origin story.
Okay. Because, like, all those...
got caught in some something, you know, something.
All the Batman characters... Unless I'm mistaken, they're all people.
Yeah, the
who
Penguin,
just act weird.
Two-Face, Joker,
the Joker, Bane, all those people.
Robin.
I know that some of them were in an insane asylum together, but I feel like they were human beings.
Harley Quinn was the Joker's psychiatrist.
Yeah. So none of them can fly.
See, I'm getting to that point where people are about to get pissed. Where I'm like, because I'm like, oh, I love him, but I don't. After I said that, I'm like, I think that's the case.
I have no idea. As soon as you said it, I was like,
I think she worked in the insane asylum. She worked in the insane asylum.
Now, people may say she was asylum. Is that what it's called?
She may. People may say she wasn't a psychiatrist, but I think she was.
Okay.
And then she fell for him.
I read a few comic books. I mean, every kid I would assume.
Right. Two-Face was a good guy. He was like the district attorney,
Dent, right?
Yeah.
And
then he got in an accident. His face got burned. He's Two-Face. Boom.
Yeah, that always really bothered me in those Batman movies in the 90s when they changed him. Because they had Harvey Dent, and, you know, he was in, the first and maybe second one. And then, I know they got a new director, but they come along and suddenly it's Tommy Lee Jones. I like Tommy Lee Jones, but I was like, well, wait a second. That's the stuff that bothers me. Like, why is Batman changing? Just start it all over then. You can't just replace Batman. You got to start the series over. But now I realize that's exactly what they were doing. That's exactly what they do with all the superhero series. I could not tell you how many Supermans or Spider-Mans there's been since 2000. I feel like they made a bunch of Superman movies that didn't go as they'd really hoped, so they did them again. I remember one coming out around the time we lived in Seattle, and I remember what that guy looks like, and I don't really remember ever seeing him again.
To be honest with you, it's
then
like,
I can see the guy's face
Superman
in the Superman
versus
Batman. I can see that guy's face. I don't know his name.
Right.
And then Spider-Man, I know they've changed. They had Tobey.
Right.
McGuire.
I almost said Toby Keith. Yeah.
Toby McGuire. And then they had, Andrew Blake or whatever that guy's name is, the British guy. Was he next? I don't remember.
Holland.
And then Tom Holland. And then was there another one in there somewhere, or was that it?
Might have been.
Yeah, because it's hard to keep up. I know they, again,
but they're all in the latest Spider-Man. They all show up if you haven't seen it.
The actors are?
Yeah. They're all Spider-Man.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why
that's
people
like
really
the surprise.
It. So because the universe is...
Gotcha.
I'm Spider-Man in this universe.
Okay. Well, we're really excited in my house about Dune, which is weird because Brooke is not a sci-fi person, but she loved the first Dune movie. Loved it. I think she's seen it like 3 times, and she wants to watch it again before we go see it, but she's wanting to see it like, you know, She's not trying to fight for those opening night tickets or the midnight screen tickets, but she's like, I'd like to see it within that first week.
Right, okay.
I need to see it. I've never watched any of them. She's been counting down. And when she heard that it was getting delayed, she was upset.
I played the video game.
I mean, they made those movies in the late 80s or whatever that were terrible. They've maybe attempted it twice before, but I know they attempted it at least once before. Those movies with Sting. I mean, I watched those when I was a kid, and I was like, this is... Because I, in my mind, thought, oh, it's like another Star Wars. It's a sci-fi movie, right?
Right.
And I was like, this is so dumb and makes no sense. And then there were those people who were diehard fans that said, no, the book is so good. The movies just were terrible. I'm like, well, I don't know about the book, but the movies were terrible.
Right.
The new movie, I've never read the book, but the new movie
was good.
I thought it was pretty good. But
well,
do you like,
watch
you know, I don't know if you consider it, like, post-apocalyptic movies. Like, did you like Mad Max? That, you know, kind
okay.
of borders on sci-fi. I loved that last one that they did.
Yeah, it was okay.
Fury Road or whatever. I thought that was great. But that's one where I wouldn't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't
love
it.
Because I could see, okay, the post-apocalyptic part you can get behind. That
right.
could happen.
I got it.
But then when you got the overlord who's pouring the water from the thing and he's got the skull face, and I'm like, eh, see, I don't know if Lazo would be into this
right.
or not. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, you're not missing out on the Dune
I don't have
franchise.
To go back
and
watch,
a
you
Dune
know,
fan.
Beyond the Thunderdome or anything.
Right.
When I was a kid, I liked that first Mad Max, of course. I don't think there was any words in it. It was just like Rambo with people with makeup on.
It's like a rock opera or whatever, you know?
I don't know. Like when, if you ever watched Rambo with closed captioning on?
No. Is that like a thing?
Not a lot of words, man. Just like, gunfire. And then... you know, it'll just say, like, foreign language screaming.
We're talking, like, First Blood, the original one?
Yeah, like the second or third one. Like, you know, there's just nothing in it.
I remember, I ran into Death Cab for Cutie at Rambo when he put that movie out.
Yeah.
I think it was just called Rambo. And they were dying laughing the whole time. And they weren't the only ones, just people laughing in the theater because there wasn't a lot of dialogue and a lot of just screaming and crying. I like that stuff. I don't have to like it. There's versions that I'm like, well, you didn't even try. You got to try and do something. You got to be funny. You got to be tongue-in-cheek. Or you gotta be good, you know?
Right,
That's it.
Yeah.
You can't just say, well, here's a bunch of gore. I feel like some people are into that stuff, and just not my thing. Like, oh, cool. You blew up someone
I thought Rambo
else
was good. Because it's a good first story. Like, it makes sense. He's a hippie, a Vietnam vet. He's going to see
his
buddy.
He's got PTSD. And...
Right. He's going to see his buddy. His buddy's dead.
He's the ultimate.
And the cop is just a dick. He's like, get out of here, you hippie. He doesn't know anything about him. Just think he's a jackass. And then he loses it.
Yeah. And then, of course, by the
makes
time he gets
sense.
To his 70s and he's still doing it, it becomes a little
more
ridiculous.
But he's still
ridiculous,
so good at it.
But they're having fun with it because it is so ridiculous. Well, I'm not going to recommend Dune. And I know that this conversation now will mean that you're going to say later that I recommended Dune and you're going to watch it and you're going to complain about it.
Well, is it just like a Dune Part 2? Didn't they just do Dune?
Yeah, they're making three of them, so Part 2 is getting ready to come out.
Why don't I have to watch Part 1?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you need to watch Part 1 or not.
Aren't they all like 3 hours long?
It's pretty long. I don't know. I would say it's at least 2.5 hours, something like that.
I don't know if I can.
I don't know. Twitch, what do you think? Twitch.tv/ChurchLaszlo. If you had to guess, would Laszlo be a fan of Dune? Yay or nay? I'm voting nay on this one. I think you'll be okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just getting ready to eat a packaged Danish here. Do you want one? I got a.
I'll try half of one.
I brought a second one for you in case you. These are Baker's treats.
Thanks, man.
I ran out of
what flavor is this
stuff to make oatmeal? I think they're raspberry.
Mm.
It's red.
I like a good raspberry.
Well, I'm sure you probably prefer cheese, right? Mm-hmm. Is cheese Danish your favorite?
Well, I like strawberry. But
I
go for the. I think usually I would go for like you know, a cinnamon, more of a coffee cake type of guy. You know.
Do you like scones?
Kind of. You know, I would never eat these. Like I don't have them in my house, but I have a box of them because when my mother stayed with me. She's a big, like, you know, don't you have any Danishes? I'm like, I don't know.
Package baked goods.
And then she was like, well, just go to the gas station and get some. I'm like, oh, sell Danishes at the gas station. Oh, goddamn.
Well, maybe she's thinking about these.
Your old bag of bones?
Maybe,
like,
maybe she's thinking Hostess. Maybe that's what she's thinking.
Have you ever been in a gas station, you crazy old bitch?
They probably have Hostess Danishes.
By the way, I didn't tell you.
What?
But she texted me yesterday.
Oh, boy. Upset about something she heard?
She was watching us on Twitch.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen? Mm. Would you send her a link?
My cousin came over.
And said what? Hey.
We can watch them.
Right, but why would your cousin say that?
She's like 72. I don't know. Not really my cousin. I just call her that. I don't know if she's related to me at all, to be honest with you. It's been like my mom's best friend forever. My mom was having eye surgery today. This lady came over. I was going to take care of her. They're there watching.
That's like an unspoken rule. Even if you are, I don't care your age, if you like the show or whatever, and you're friends with someone's parent that's on the show, you don't encourage that parent to watch. You don't say, did you hear what your son was talking about?
She didn't know. She doesn't know. I'm telling you, man, she's like 75 years old. They're just like, well, you know, let's watch your son. I love him.
And this was yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about? What did she say?
Mm-hmm. Didn't say anything. She said, I'm watching. I said, oh, good.
She said, I'm
watching?
She
said, you look so cute.
Was that really what she said? So she texted you right as she got it to work. She's like, oh,
I'm
watching.
You must have been watching for a while.
So there wasn't any, like, I saw your show today.
I worked in the same city as them.
Yeah. There's still those things that you worry about, especially, look, one thing if she's listening to the show on the air, but if she's watching the Twitch stream and hearing some of the conversations that are going on, in between, I mean, there's got to be conversations you don't want to have in front of your mother, Lazo. I know you're
she
saying
said,
that. She
Susan and I are watching you right now. So nice to see you. And I said, no, nice to see you.
Would you admit that there are some things, some conversations you'd...
Probably watching right now.
You'd not want your mother to...
No.
Hear,
if
watch?
She tunes in. My dad, when I did afternoons in Detroit, he would listen. And then after like 6 months, he's like, yeah, I don't want to listen.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's what my mom did. She's like, oh my goodness. And she's like, I don't think I, and my brother and my dad were both like, don't listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't. But throughout the years, every now and then something would come up because she'd hear from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Reed, you know, so-and-so was telling me that you guys were talking about this. And my brother, when he's around, is always real quick to defend. He's like, Mom, don't listen. Don't talk about it. Tell your friends to stop talking about it. If they want to listen.
Well, I think my dad was a little bit more in charge of that.
Okay.
I'm not like he would tell her not to listen. He would just say, hey, it's his job.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to tell him how to do his job. We told him it was a stupid career path, and he somehow turned it into whatever.
Job.
Like,
yeah.
We're not lending him money, so whatever.
Right.
Don't tell him not to say that.
Right.
That's really how he handled it.
It's not like we had this job when we were kids.
Like, he thought it was ridiculous, and what I was doing was completely offensive and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, whatever, they pay him, and we haven't sent him money in years.
I think that's partially what my mom thinks is like, because I don't think they... had real high hopes for me when I was young. I think they were actually pretty concerned about what my adult years would look like. They later have admitted that. I don't know if
people are talking about it. They're like, what up, sexy Lazlo's mom?
Yeah, I mean, that part she probably doesn't mind so much.
I like my women to look like Nathan Lane. She doesn't, I mean.
She doesn't look like Nathan Lane.
No, she doesn't look like Nathan Lane. But when you hear her do her shimmy up the cross stuff, and it sounds like Nathan Lane, you can start to picture Nathan Lane in your head.
Oh, so she actually, the tone, it's the same.
Oh, it's
okay.
A damn.
I thought it was the attitude.
The whole thing.
I didn't realize.
Oh, she's watching right now. Ooh. Do it to you. Here you go, Ma. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I just wasn't a great mother.
Yep.
You know what? I don't want. It's not that I don't want to. It's that I don't think I can talk to you right now.
Wow.
Okay, Nate.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I've been hearing that at home my whole life.
Does she do passive-aggressive texts?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Those are some of my favorites, you know.
No. Well, the texting are usually pretty, like, I mean, I can read them to you. Just like, hey, how are you? I text her at night, like, what are you watching? I can't find anything to watch. I'm trying to make small talk with her.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a phone caller, and she knows that.
Right. And my mom's realized that over the years, so she texts. But I can be reading a text.
But now she stayed
nice
with me long
then,
enough, you know. So, yeah. she'll text me and be like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're standing there over by the coffee pot, smoking a cigarette, blowing it into that Oric machine.
You're still
now
using
pick
that?
Pick up your goddamn phone. Yeah, I keep it right.
Damn so, it. Mine broke like right after I got it.
I usually go outside, but in the wintertime, I fire that thing up and I put it right next to the coffee pot and I just blow it right in there. It's perfect.
Mine worked for like 2 months. It was the greatest thing. And then it started doing this thing where it would power on and power off.
Yeah, it's Birdcage Nathan Lane, Poncho. Birdcage Nathan Lane. Just not regular Nathan Lane. It's Nathan Lane from the Birdcage.
Yes.
That is my mother.
Yes, yes.
That is my mother.
I know Nathan Lane's been in other things, but you almost feel like you don't have to specify.
Right, yeah.
Nathan Lane, I think Birdcage. Man, I need to get another one of those air purifier things. Dude, remember I told you about that rat, right? There was a whole rat thing. I tell you I caught it. I told you guys I caught it, right?
No.
I went down there. The trap was missing. I couldn't find it. I start searching all over. I'm texting our exterminator friend. Did you get a hold of him, by the way? You come take care of those stink bugs at your house?
No, he said he could. Him? I don't.
Okay, yeah. I've got his number if you need it. But I'm like, dude, the trap's missing, which means this thing is injured and
roaming around the house.
Roaming around, which people on Twitch had said, whatever you do, don't use glue traps. They're so cruel. That's so cruel. And then other people said the poison is so cruel. And I'm like, all right, they wanted me to use like a catch and release trap, which
right.
I'm sorry, guys. It wasn't going to happen. But
what's a catch and release trap?
Like a little cage where you put bait in it and then
boom,
and
then
the trap,
you take it
and
outside,
then you take
and
it
just come back in.
Exactamundo. Like, why would I do that? Also, I don't want to get close to that cage that's nibbling through the thing trying to bite at me. But the exterminator had given me a giant. It's like a mousetrap, but it's 4 times the size of a mousetrap, and it's plastic. It's huge, and it's got plastic teeth that come together.
Mm.
So,
wait, are we supposed to feel bad because you kill a rat?
Well, people are saying, like, there's humane ways to kill them, and that, like, the glue traps are not a humane way to kill them. They'll chew their own legs off trying to get off the glue trap and all that. Okay.
Like, 5 years ago, I had moles in my backyard.
Okay.
What a pain in the ass. And, like, you know, I don't even know what my backyard lawn. Like, I've never really been on it.
Right.
Right?
You like, see it from the deck.
I see it, and I go down on the fire pit, but it's all, you know, but, like, if there's big holes in there, you're like, I got to fix it somehow.
Yeah.
So I just called a guy. He came out and put these traps in, to put them in the ground. And
like Caddyshack?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how they work, but he put some sort of bait in, they go in there, and it just spikes them through the head.
Well, there you go.
Bam! And then he pulls them out, and he killed, like, 4 of them. And then he's like, all right, so they're out of their backyard now. I just got to spray this, some sort of spray around the border of your yard. I was like, all right, well, what do they do now? He's like, well, now they won't come into your yard. They're going to somebody else's. I'm like, perfect.
That's all you need.
Which I'm guessing someone else did to me.
Right. Yep. Well, so
and
I
they haven't been back. So.
I set that trap, and then I went down there looking for it, couldn't find it. And I will admit, I'm kind of nervous. Like, I don't want to see this thing, and it's probably still alive. I knew it wouldn't have been able to climb up a wall and get out of the foundation because the trap was too big.
Mm.
But as I'm looking for it, I hear a sound in the basement, and it's like this.
Mm.
And then it stops. I'm like,
it's knocking?
Oh, God, that's it. So I go look. It had gotten trapped behind a shelf in between the wall and some shelves, you know, like basement shelves, like most, like, you know.
So it's still alive?
Yes, but then I get up close to it, and I'm kind of freaking out, like, ugh. Its head is gone. I mean, basically, like its brains were out. Everything.
Its brains were out.
Yeah. So this must be like some sort of muscle memory. But it had moved across the basement and
it was crawling around
backwards.
Without a brain.
Yes. Somehow it was pulling. And so what it would do is
stop. You asked if it wants to produce this show.
And then every few minutes it would start moving again.
Oh,
so
man.
I was like, "What do I do?" I said, "I'm not putting it in the
Eat
bag
it.
While it's still doing that."
Eat it.
So I told Brooke, and I was like, "I'm going to wait for it to fully
die." Of course.
So I went back down there the next day. It wasn't moving anymore. Threw it away. But the exterminator had also given me.
Craig was like, "He's banging my girlfriend."
Right. By the way,
you
it wasn't a rat.
Stop me?
It wasn't a vole. It was a rat. By the way, I looked at pictures online, compared the two. It was a rat. Hard to tell because the face was smashed, but I'm pretty sure it was a rat based on the tail. Anyhow, he'd also given me these big plastic bait stations where they go in and they eat this poison and then they run off. And he said it kills them pretty quick. And I thought about that, like, man, if I have more than one and something eats this and it dies in my house somewhere,
yeah,
and I'm not able to find it, well, that's what's happened.
Oh, so now you smell it?
Something else died. Because I can see where the base station's things have been going in there. Or something was going in there. And now my house... When I was like in eighth grade, my buddy had a hamster that got out of its cage and they couldn't find it. And then like, yeah. you know, a few days later it started smelling and their house smelled for like a month and you could just, it was bad. And you knew kind of which wall it was in as you got closer. I can tell which side of the house it's on. I've got two diffusers running. I've got those Febreze.
Would it eventually stop smelling?
Yes, eventually. But I don't know how long it takes.
How long
it can take over a month. It
over
is disgusting.
Month. Well, it's nice out. Open up the windows.
Well, right, but then I'm thinking I don't want to attract a bunch more flies and maggots, although maybe that's what you need to have happen for it to decay. Maybe the flies have to do their thing.
Well, if you can't find it, then...
I can't find it. So it's got to be in between the walls right. or foundation or something. But it's really embarrassing. Like, if someone would come over...
Craig Man's on fire. It's like, I knew Slim had a bait station in the basement. It was in the attic. His bait station's in the attic. He gets all naked, wearing crotchless pantyhose, his ass on that pink fiber... He likes the way it feels.
That's the vision Lazo has in his head.
I know. Every time I walk by, well, I've only been to your house like twice in my life, but anytime I walk by that door that goes upstairs, I'm like, man, that's where he sits naked in crotchless pantyhose on that pink fiber.
Smells like a gym that someone just cleaned. You can smell it coming through the door. Yeah, so now I got something stinking in the house. Like, if you were to come over, if anyone were to come over right now, I couldn't let them in the house.
Mm.
I would have to say sorry, you know. Not right now. It's too embarrassing. I mean, I've kind of got it covered up with the sprays and the candles and the Febrezes and the. But you
yeah,
can
he
smell
sits
it.
Right on the spicy cotton candy. Yes, he does. Naked. Well, he's got crotchless pantyhose and his ass out.
But if you need these bait stations, I don't really want anything else dying in the house again.
I don't have anything in my house. I just need some of those smoke bugs up here. I think in the last 3 months I've seen two.
And they do.
They just pull up like a weird
randomly
spots.
Pop up in your house, right?
And just like
one
walk
at a time.
In across the TV.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you
one
doing?
One at a time. You kill it. And then like a week later, there's one more. It's always, in my house, it's always around the same area of the house. And my brother says, well, you've got a nest of them. I'm like, it's been freezing outside. We're out there in the house. But it's been like 2 years now where they just randomly appear.
I don't think so. I think they're probably outside and they find their way in
That's
somehow.
What I think. They're getting inside.
Yeah. Because I haven't seen enough of them to think.
I just vacuum them up.
I just hit them with a paper towel.
Yeah. I'm
they
just
don't
always
stink.
Afraid that. No, I know, but I'm always afraid it's going to get away from me. And because anything that flies, you know, I think it
those
flies.
Those are pretty slow. I don't
they're
know
really
if they
slow. I
not,
haven't
yeah.
had one get away from me. I've had to squish some with paper towels. Yeah. They don't try.
They're not trying. They're not very bright.
I put that vacuum up next to them, and they kind of do a like, whoa, should I move? But then they don't, and then
right,
you just
yeah.
boop, and it's gone. But, you know, I like to think I don't get the heebie-jeebies easily.
I don't think
I
of them
really
too much.
Do.
Like if it's on the wall somewhere, I might not even bother with it. But I hate it when they're walking across the TV because I'm like, is that on the TV?
When something walks across your TV, like when you're watching a movie night and then something just goes...
Because I'm like, is that in the TV? Wait, that's a goddamn bug.
Especially if it's dark in your living room and it walks across the screen, so you flip on the light show, get it, and it's not on the screen anymore.
Right.
And now
or,
you know it's in there somewhere.
You know, because it's moving, because if you have all the lights off, then in a dark part of the screen, you can't see it. And then you're like, wait, is it there?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, if they're small. So yeah. The ones that are big enough that there's there's no doubt. You know that something just crawled across the screen. But yeah, if you need to get rid of those things. I'll give you his phone number.
But I do need someone to come and start spraying or whatever.
I need someone to.
Like my incesticide? Yeah, what are they called?
Pesticides, pest control.
Pest control. But there's an
exterminator.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was looking for. I think they're probably taking me to court. I have no idea, but I'm not going to pay.
These are the ones that just kept charging your credit card even though they weren't showing up?
Yeah, and then I told them they came, and they said, well, we need your new credit card number. I'm like, I don't want you guys to do this anymore.
I don't want you to have it, right.
And the guy's like, okay, well, we've switched over all our payment information to this new computer plan, so, you know, you're not in it, it's fine. And then they just keep calling me like, hey, you got to pay. And finally, I was like, I'm not paying you any money.
So there,
and then they were like, "Well, you know, we'll take it to collection." I'm like, "Look, my credit's crap. You take it to collection, and shove it up your ass."
Yep.
That's what I told. Like literally, I hope you're recording this.
Yeah,
because of all the people I'm not going to pay, you're first on my list of people I'm not going to pay.
Yeah, and by the way, just add that to anything that's already in collections.
Right.
It's already in collections.
Right?
Don't forget about it. If it doesn't benefit me in any way, I'm sorry. You have to offer me something. Once it gets to that point, offer me something. At least a raffle ticket. You know, the possibility that if you pay off this debt, you might win a trip to, you know, Orlando or something. Then maybe. But no, there's no incentive for me whatsoever.
It wasn't Terminex, I will tell you that. It wasn't Terminex.
I probably need to call one, but I'm a little scared because I'm afraid that
but
I have
this
Terminex.
Guy does it that you have.
Yeah, I know, but I...
Why don't we use him?
I
give him free
him.
Advertising if he wants.
Yes, so he's probably on here right now. I think he is on here. Yeah, that's him right there. So I'll give you his phone number, and I'm sure. Do you do termites and that stuff too, right?
You
do
all spray
that
outside stuff? And inside, whatever.
Yeah,
because
I'm pretty worried about the termite situation at my house. So let's get that taken care of.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's going on?
I can't imagine that you'll agree with this, Laszlo. I don't know if you saw it. It's from Bleacher Report.
I love that we are in between commercials, just trying to get. People are watching our Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, to do work for us.
Well, house stuff is
impossible.
Well,
we pay for it, but there's, I'm like, I need an exterminator.
It's just never ending, the stuff
I'd always rather pay someone who listens to us and pay them than someone who doesn't.
Right.
That's what I always think. So, like, hey, do you have a lawn service company? Do you clean gutters, right?
Remember, once a year.
I need a gutter cleaner. I need an exterminator.
I got
something
your exterminator.
Else. I think that's it.
I got your exterminator for you.
I forget
you.
What else I said I needed. But I don't even, I'd like to get the outside of my house painted.
Oh, you wanted to get it painted.
But it doesn't need to be. But, I'd like to paint it all black.
I still need concrete. It's been how many years have I lived in the house? 15 years. Every spring, I would get on Twitter and say, does anyone do concrete? And one year, Nick Wright was like, here we go with Slim's annual request to find someone who does concrete. Because I never found anyone. So my walkway, the mailman could easily sue me. I still don't have a concrete person in my walkway. I got the driveway done a long time ago, and then that guy disappeared. He was going to do the rest of it.
I got a guy for you because I was going to build a basketball court in my backyard.
Okay, I just need
instead of the batting cage, I was going to do the basketball court.
Okay, well if
so,
if,
he was going to come and do. He's going to do a whole basketball court in my backyard for like $800.
Okay, so you just thought that he was Pricewell, or he was a listener, or
no? I got him from our friend.
Okay,
so and then
a recommendation.
He said he would come and do it. But then I kind of was just beating around the bush with the boys. I'm like, wouldn't it be cool to have a basketball court in the backyard? They're like, yeah, that'd be awesome. And I was like, what about, man, those people have, batting cages in the basement. They seem more excited about that, so that's the route I went.
And then you ended up doing that in the garage?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I need that information then, because I definitely need to get my concrete fixed. It's bad. Yeah. Bad, bad, bad. Driveway's good. Still looks good. Thanks to whoever that guy was that disappeared. I paid him. He told me, this is how much it costs. I didn't ask for a deal or anything. He just said, yeah, I can do it. And I wrote him a check. The check cleared, but he never came back. So I don't know if he just thought it's not worth it.
And if you need a lawn guy, I can't suggest enough SK Lawn. They've been doing my lawn forever. Yeah. And I pay them. They built my fire pit. I pay them. Great. They do a great job.
It's like having a good mechanic. My lawn guy retired, and it's just been hell ever since.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it
out.
So
if you live around me, I don't know where all he goes, but I know he goes around me. So if you live in Johnson County.
Well, I got a new guy, and he did one thing, and then he was going to come get my leaves, which are bad, and he never showed up. And he said, I'm coming next week. I'll be there next week. And then he still showed up. So I was like, I guess I got to try and find. I thought finally I'd found someone good. I got a guy. I don't know that he's cheap. He seems kind of expensive, but at least he's doing it.
Yeah.
But then he just stopped showing up. So I was like, all right, I gotta
home
start
ownership,
over again.
Man.
Yeah. There's things I love about it, but the stress of.
When my oldest goes to college, I'm going to sell my house and buy a condo.
I can understand that.
Me and the younger one, it'll be 2 years. And then, but it's got to be a 3-bedroom condo so they can always live there.
Yeah.
And then when I die, they can have it.
Yeah.
Just live there together, you idiots.
Yeah. Of course, the condo thing scares me now, too, though, because my girlfriend, that's what she does, is manage condos. And I had no idea condos work the way they do, and it seems stressful. But it just depends on where you live, I guess.
There you go. JXM040 on Twitch.tv said she started using SK Lawn, or he started using SK Lawn after I talked to them.
There you go.
Yeah. So they've been pretty good.
Satisfied new customer. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And get much better than that.
I think it's lawn. It's nothing to get excited about, but I walk out.
If they show up and they do it,
the lawn's
that's a
cut,
pretty big deal.
Right, and
I've learned.
They put little things in my mailbox and say, these are re-fertilized and sprayed and did this. Like, all right, man. Yeah.
And they do it without leaving a Bible verse on your mailbox?
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, I appreciate that, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, I need to
find out. They have, as my name, though, it just says Buzz Family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what I said you're going to disagree with is this thing from Bleacher Report. Do you know who Alex K is, Laszlo? I don't know most of these sports.
Well, they did retaining walls for this person, too. Look at that.
Oh, they can do it all.
There you go. SK Lawn. They built my fire pit, which is cool. You've been in you've seen that.
Yeah, it looks good. Do you know who Alex K is from Bleacher Report?
Alex P. Keaton?
Nope. Not the character.
Alex K is a white British steampunk rapper.
I just told you who he was.
Sorry.
He's a writer, a sports writer for Bleacher Report, I guess. But I don't know these sports writers' names. So
white British steampunk rapper.
There probably is.
Was pretty good in Alex K. That was pretty good.
Sounds more like a Simon K, but Alex K could work too. So I know you've talked about this before, but would the Chiefs actually be better off allowing Chris Jones to depart?
No.
via free agency
no.
this offseason?
No.
Well, this steampunk rapper seems to think so.
Why?
There's very specific reasons.
Well, I mean, what are the other options? Like, no. I mean, in a world of unlimited options, like, I could see, like, maybe why he has to go. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can't pay him and pay everybody else. You're trying to figure it out. You got $500 million going to Mahomes, which, by the way, well-deserved, right? But, you know, these are the things that happen, you know? I mean, I know Mahomes restructured his contract, and, you know, he wants to make sure. But eventually the bill comes due.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, here's where we are, right?
Yeah.
And now, if I'm the Chiefs owner, I'm like, and we did win a Super Bowl with Sky Moore, mm-hmm. Rashi Rice, and MVS, like, yep. What are we, you know, we can get rid of all those guys except for Rashi and draft a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Well, and be just as good. Like, I mean, it's hard to say.
Just on defense, you've got two free agents Sneed. To worry about. Sneed, right, and then Chris Jones. So he says the problem for Kansas City is that it cannot financially afford to hand out market value contracts to both players.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So unless one or both of Jones and Sneed is willing to take a massive hometown discount, which I don't see Jones doing. And by the way, I'm not.
I don't think either one of them should.
I don't know
take
anything
it.
About Sneed. I'm just.
Right, he's one of the, Chris, I think he's Jones the sat top out. 10 cornerbacks in the league.
I mean, like, as far as whether or not he would take a hometown discount, I don't know anything about him.
That
but,
kind of stuff is over.
Right. I just feel like that's.
I don't think anybody should take a hometown discount.
I don't really either. It's a job. You're getting hurt. Your career is short. Yeah. So get paid what you're worth while you're worth it.
And when it's time, you know, very rare. I don't even know. I can't even say very rarely. I'm going to say never, although I think it's happened. Have people said, you know what, man, you're not as good as you were. We're just going to keep paying you.
Right. Yeah.
Owners don't do that. They're not like, hey, we're going to give you the lifelong chub rub and just pay you. Like, don't do that.
No, not how it works.
They don't do that. So, you know, I think, you know, there's some guys who are loyal to their teams. And, you know, I know Brady always, you know, was like, yeah, I'll sign for less, I'll give money back. But he wanted to win Super Bowls at that point. Right. And I think Mahomes would probably do that, too, at this point because of his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got enough money that I can do whatever I want. Once you get to that point, maybe you're like, all right, man, what do you need me to throw you?
Yeah.
But you know, and because it's not like you don't need, it's not that they need the money, but with the salary cap, we can't spend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why some of those guys who are just great, I mean, just magnificent, like Mahomes and Brady, I think sometimes they'll give the money back and they say it's a hometown discount, but I don't think it's a hometown discount. I think it's a go get me a wide receiver. I have to get seven Super Bowls.
Exactly. I want the rings.
So
I don't want a Marino
situation. I'll cut you some back, right?
Right.
Exactly. And then there's other guys who are like, I feel like Aaron Rodgers is like,
Don't care. Do not care about those rings. Just want that paycheck.
Give me that money.
And that's that.
Right.
Yep. So anyway, this guy thinks that the Chiefs should opt to keep Sneed over Jones. He says Sneed is 2.5 years younger than Jones, and he's projected to earn significantly less on the open market than Jones, which would allow the Chiefs more, you know, financial flexibility.
Yeah.
So the idea of actively letting Jones walk away sounds kind of crazy, but he says, you know, look, I believe I'm making a sound argument for this. Jones will be 30 years old at the start of next season.
Yeah.
He says, and if we're being honest, he wasn't as good this past year as he was in 2022.
Mm.
Now, he's good when it mattered, right? Mm. I mean, you know.
He seemed like he was pretty damn good.
He says, yes, the Mississippi State product earned his fifth straight Pro Bowl selection and notched first-team All-Pro honors for the second consecutive year in 2023, but he registered 30 tackles and 10.5 sacks. 2 years ago, he racked up 44 tackles and 15.5 sacks, a couple of forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery. So he's just saying the numbers are down slightly from a couple years ago. Is it possible that Jones, who has significant mileage, is already declining? Meanwhile, Sneed seems to be peaking now. He's
but
only played 4 seasons.
I mean, he does that. People, you know, all those stats, they made me look them up. Because, so, yes, in 2022, he had 15.5. In 2021, he had 9.
Mm-hmm.
So he has more than he had in 2021.
Well, that's what he's talking about peaking, I guess. Like, he's saying Sneed might be about to peak, right? He's just
saying he did better in 2023 than he did in 2021, 2020, and 2019. So, yes, he fell off from 2022, but he's still better than he was the last 4 years.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not like there's a decline.
Right.
There's a blip where it went up a little bit. And then, you know, sack things. People, you know, I want, like, there was a game, I think it was the Giants I was watching, and they're like, you know, the Giants have 11 sacks in the last two games. They had 10 in one game.
Yeah.
And then one in the other, and it's like,
I know.
Well, they were clearly dominating another team when they played another team that had a left tackle or whatever. Mm-hmm. They only got one. Like, those, you know, so you'd have to go back and see when exactly did Chris Jones get all those sacks? How did it work? You know what I mean? But, you know, he was a defensive player of the year in 2022, and he did not, I would not say, for somebody who didn't practice.
Right.
Right. I would not say that that is much of a
sat
drop
out a
off.
Week.
Right.
Right. Well, at least a week. Would he sat out 1 week or two?
He played
two?
16 games. So.
Okay. So, yeah.
Sat out
he
a
sat
week.
Out that first week. So, you know, that you could add another couple, potentially.
Yeah, one, maybe.
Tackles
maybe
or
gets
something
one
right
against
there.
The Lions.
You're gonna get a sack.
If they played, probably beat the Lions.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but I believe that.
I get this
as a Lions
saying,
fan,
like,
I believe
Snead
that.
Snead is younger. Snead is cheaper. Snead might be about to peak. He's only been in the NFL for four seasons. I get
that. I believe that.
That. It's just
by the way, if you look up the stats, I'd like to dig even further because sacks are also kind of you get the sack, but you know, Chris Jones didn't get a sack in the playoffs, right? I mean, maybe he did, but the ones we know where he pushed the lineman into the quarterback in Buffalo that made him over like that's okay, so he doesn't get any credit for that.
Too many things you don't get numbers for.
Right. There's too many things. So you watch a player, and what I know is when I watch Chris Jones, he's still dominant.
Mm-hmm.
He's dominant. And then I looked at it was QB hits. And if I do it, in 2019 he had 20. In 2020 he had 28. In 2021 he had 17. In 2022 he had 29. In 2023 he had 29.
Yeah.
So there's no drop-off there.
Right. And just to bring this back around to what we started the sports conversation with, to bring it back around, you know, you said maybe the Chiefs are thinking, well, we did this with Rashee Rice and MVS.
Right.
And yeah, but you did that because if we are being honest, the Chiefs were a hell of a defensive team this year.
Yeah.
It's a lot different than the Chiefs of a couple of years ago who are just putting up 55 every time and dominating their opponents offensively. This was an amazing defense, one of the best Chiefs defenses of my lifetime, and I don't think they win the. I don't think they win those playoff games. I don't think they win the Super Bowl.
Mm-mm.
I mean, just look at the score. Look at the score in those playoff games. And Chris Jones is not only awesome, but he's even better when the game is important.
Yes,
which is awesome.
Big, the clutch,
like
big
you
time
talked
player.
About, kind of the opposite of LeBron. It's just right, according to you. I don't watch basketball. I wasn't trying to talk. Trash, Nick, if you listen to this, LeBron's probably the greatest. I don't know. But that's just something I've heard Lazo say in the past. So,
but,
yeah,
I, mean,
I get what they're saying.
Jarius Sneed is a hell of a football player. And you know, you don't want to get rid of him, that's for sure.
And he's cheaper. And,
well, I don't know. He's not going to get that bag now.
Right. Well, they're saying he would be – I mean, he's making it sound like he'd be a little bit cheaper, I guess.
Really?
That's the way he's making it sound, because he's saying he would be worth less, like he would get offered less on the
then
market.
I don't know.
So I don't know.
Because I just know like those cornerbacks get paid, man, if they're good.
Right.
Know, they get paid.
He says,
I know that I go to Detroit Lions forums, and every one of them, fans, obviously, are saying, just give Legarius Sneed the bag.
Right.
Give him everything. Because they're saying, if we have Legarius Sneed on our team last year, we're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We are in the Super Bowl. That ball does not bounce off that Dick's face mask, right?
Yeah.
They're like, we win. Like,
well, he
stop
says
it.
Sneed is projected to earn significantly less on the open market than Jones, which would allow the Chiefs more financial flexibility. So,
well, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. You know what? I'm not a GM. I don't know. I mean,
look, we were worried that Chris Jones might be playing his last game.
Yeah.
No one is surprised to hear these conversations. We all worried about it. We knew it's something that you might have to face, and they're going to have to make decisions. Like you said, you got money. You're going to have to spend money. And if you start running out of money, you start running out of options. And it's not like Chris Jones was, cheap.
Well, that's right. Cornerback, if I just look at what they say, the average cornerback is making $1.9 million. And the average defensive tackle is making 2.4. So there's $500,000 difference there.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill
murder
you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Doom scroll, baby.
Kylie Kelce. People like her, it would seem, right? That's Jason Kelce's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the podcast, their podcast, talking about Jason's after game Super Bowl party in the Luchador mask. Yeah. Is that what they're called? Right? We talked about it the other day. That's the one that he took from someone, wasn't it? Is that the same one? He said he was going to give it back to some kid. Yeah. So she chimed in and gave her 2 cents on what she thought when she saw him doing that and all Chief stuff, which I know there's been a lot of talk about her not wearing other team jerseys, uniforms, and that she's an Eagle fan. I respect that. And she says it's not just because of him. Like, she was an Eagles fan
before they met.
If you watch the documentary, yeah. But I don't have a problem with that. And I also understand him wearing the Chiefs stuff because his brother plays for the team and the Eagles season is done.
Right.
I think it all makes sense. I would hope that Jason would wear the Chiefs stuff after his season's over. You know what I mean? Sure. That's a nice thing for a brother to do.
Sure.
But for Kylie, that's totally
fine. Well, she wore red.
Totally fine. Exactly. She wore red.
Cincinnati.
She said, I'll wear red. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I get it. I totally get it. I think that's fair. But it does seem like they have a good relationship. I can see why people are so interested in them. I'm sure the documentary had a lot to do with it. It obviously starts with the podcast. Everyone loves both of those guys, or at least a lot of people love both those guys, and the podcast has helped. And then I think learning about Jason's relationship with his wife, of course, how different it is from Travis's relationship with the most famous woman in the world, and the fact that they're brothers, it all makes for a good story.
Am I surprised that you fully committed to wearing a freaking Nacho Libre Kansas City style mask for the entire after party? No. You displayed your re-dance moves?
Time out. Whoa. Have you ever seen my belly take over?
Jason.
The chunk?
Jason.
You've never seen me do the chunk?
The only reason it looked like your belly took over, you were really hip thrusting.
I was hip thrusting, but then my belly took over.
Do you remember, you watched the documentary, right?
Yeah.
I remember, like, towards the beginning of that documentary, when he was talking about being in pain all the time, and, you know, he's only in his 30s. And he had that machine, and he was like, this is supposed to, what was that machine that he was hooked up to? He had something, and I want to say almost that there was, like, a needle involved, but he had these patches that he was sticking on. It wasn't like a TENS unit, though.
Well, I thought that's what it was. Didn't you have one of those?
Yeah. I just feel like I would have, maybe it was. Maybe it was just a really fancy TENS unit. Yes, I have one. But he was talking about how this thing's supposed to remove something. I thought that there was was there no needle involved? I meant to ask you after I watched it what it was, but then I forgot. So it's been too long now. Maybe someone on Twitch knows what the hell that thing was. But, you know, it always makes you think whenever you see those. They did that documentary or that special on Real Sports about retired players and the pain that they're in. And like, okay, well, is it worth it? Some of those retired players talking about being in their 40s and having a real hard time getting out of the recliner. And, you know, then the even sadder cases are the ones where it's like, I can't go to the gas station because I'll forget how to get home. That stuff's really sad. Yeah. So, of course, you think, well, I don't know if there's an amount of money for that. But in your 20s, in your teens, you think, it's worth it. If someone tells you when you're in your teens or in your 20s, look, man, in your 50s, you are going to feel like S, and you might not remember how to get home from 7-Eleven. You'd be like, I don't care.
No, how much money?
How much money? Right.
Right.
Oh, millions of dollars? Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say no to.
I'd take it now.
Right. I do think sometimes there are wasn't there a player who started in the NFL and then retired? Well, yeah, Andrew Luck, right? Because didn't Andrew Luck say that he was kind of worried about CTE, and wasn't that part of the reason?
Yeah, there's plenty of players.
There's been players who've said that, right?
Barber was like, he wants to play with his kids. There's been plenty of players who are like, hey, you know, I'm done. I want to play with my kids.
Yeah, stop early. And
I want to be able to get on the ground and play with them.
Especially if you could make decent money. You get out of your rookie contract, you're like, all right, they're going to pay me $15 million. But if you get some big payday, or even $5 million, you're like, that's it, though. Because I just know that I'm going to end up being in a lot of pain. And to make it that far, I assume you're already going to be in pain, because I assume you've been playing football since you were a little kid. Which
Yeah, but
I'm
guessing when you're that age, until it starts to hurt, you think you're instructable. Yeah, that's how you got there.
Of course. Yeah.
That's how you got there.
You think you'll be okay. Hey, I exercise. I do my thing. I recover. I've been injured.
And there are guys who play.
And they seem to be
okay. And they're, you know, they get along fine.
Yeah. They act like they're okay. They could be hiding it from us, but it seems like they're
But I mean, we see guys on
TV
who played a ton of NFL who are on TV. And you know.
Then there's Troy Aikman, you know, and sometimes you're like, did he just forget where he was? But then you see Romo and those guys, and they seem good. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. There was a cell phone outage that affected a lot of people. I guess mostly people that had AT&T. It supposedly affected all the carriers, but most people with AT&T noticed that their cell phone service at some point wasn't working. I guess if they weren't on Wi-Fi, you have AT&T, right?
I do.
Did you have any problems with it?
No.
That's the thing, though. If you're at home or at work and you're on Wi-Fi, I don't know that you would notice. Also, how many calls are you making?
Yeah, maybe I just didn't get any calls and didn't notice it.
And if you're on Wi-Fi, even if the service is down, could you still get the calls over Wi-Fi? That part I don't know.
We have some breaking news right at the top, and a lot of Americans are feeling it right now. If you've had some trouble using your cell phone this morning, it's not just you. You're not alone.
Yeah, major carriers have been experiencing widespread outages all across the country, though AT&T is the most affected overnight. Users are on social media, and they're saying their cell service was down. They were unable to make or receive calls. Many are saying, though, texts appear to be working just fine.
Okay, so Casey Mojo Jojo says it took out internet and phone. So do you have AT&T internet? And let me ask you this.
Well, I have it on my phone, I guess.
I know, but I'm saying I'm wondering if it also
well, I
took down.
Could have been on Wi-Fi at my house.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm wondering if it took down Casey Mojo's home internet, too, if that's what it's saying, or if you're just saying it was just on your phone. But when your internet does go down at the house, what do you do? I'm just curious. Do you read a book? Because you think, well, it's just the internet. I'm old enough. We didn't have the internet for part of my lifetime. I remember not having the internet. When the internet goes out at my house now, it's like not having power. I don't know which is worse, because I'm like, well, everything I do depends on the internet. So if my phone's not working, if I didn't have any internet on my phone because I didn't have cell service
and
in my home, internet was down. At that point, I think
you just take
a ride in the car, yeah, or just go to work, something like that, because there's really no reason to sit at home at that point. Your options
People are saying you cook food, smoke, and eat.
Yeah, I guess. How am I going to know how to cook something without the internet? I need those YouTube tutorials, baby, right?
Enough.
Make sure that I'm doing it right. Is everything okay there, Snowcone?
Yeah, what's this?
I found that cigarette. It's like an old vape thing. It was in plastic that was in Lazlo's office. I plugged it in behind the TV over here. It should be charged now. We want to see if it'll work because it came with like six of those cartridges. We're going to give it to Lazlo and see if it works. We need to remind me to unplug that thing. It's one of those vapes that actually, that's a dog dish from Mitra, our pet dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Yeah. I think you got one too. I just got to remember to bring it. The Stanley Cups that there was all the obsession about, I think there might still be some obsession about at least certain colors and people trying to get them, but it was a huge deal. They were coming with this limited edition colors, and it became like Crocs, and they were selling out in minutes, and we did a thing about it a month or two ago because we didn't understand any of it, so we tried to get up to speed. And now there's some controversy saying that some of these Stanley thermoses may have had lead in them or been made with lead.
I have entered my hydrated era.
They're the trendy thermoses turned social media must-haves that had everyone clamoring to get their hands on one.
This one matches my outfit, so we're gonna buy it.
But this morning, the parent company of the viral Stanley tumblers is facing two lawsuits after Stanley acknowledged part of the insulation at the bottom of the bottle that people do not make contact with does contain some lead.
Why are we using lead in the first place?
Okay, well, wait, hold on, I'm confused. But it doesn't come in contact. It's in the bottom. So this to me sounds like it's like on the inside and the bottom of the cup. Your liquid isn't touching it. Is this a problem? There's a lawsuit now. There's a lawsuit against Stanley because they failed to disclose the presence of lead. I don't know much about lead poisoning. I know that there used to be lead in paint, right? Kids were eating paint chips and sometimes dying, sometimes just getting lead poisoning and becoming dumber.
Right,
I know there used to be lead in gasoline.
I don't know if that's true or not. That's what you used to say. That kid licks paint.
But I mean, there have been incidents of, I know there's been stories of kids who actually died from eating paint chips, which is weird that they were eating paint chips. Yeah, because of the lead. But I know there was lead in gasoline back in the day, and somehow some scientist somewhere was like, hey, I think this is making us dumber. So they stopped putting lead in gasoline. And I know then after that, it seems like anytime I hear a lead scandal, it's one of those commemorative cups at a fast food restaurant. Like, hey, get this Disney cup. And then they say, hey, we're pulling all those Disney cups because the characters are painted with lead, right?
Well, there's also like BPA.
Well, there's BPA in plastic. Yeah, right. That's another thing.
That was a big thing in bottles.
Yeah.
Like they were BPA free or
that
whatever.
That was, what's her name? All I want to do is have some fun.
Cindy Lauper.
No.
Sheryl Crow.
Mm. When I'm pretty sure she had talked, because she got cancer, right? And at some point she was on a talk show talking about BPA. I think she was the first person I heard talk about it. But shortly after that, you started to notice all the bottles saying, BPA free.
Right.
But lead wasn't a thing that came up much. It was just in those commemorative cups. You're like, oh, you know what? We're going to pull those, or don't let your kids drink out of them. But just within the last week, I got a text from my niece, and maybe she'll be upset that I'm telling this. But she was having a massive panic attack, and she said she'd been having a panic attack for 2 days. I said, what is wrong? And she said, well, I found out that Temu uses lead in some of their products. And I'm thinking, well, okay, sure. I would assume that a lot of cheap stuff that you buy has lead in it, right? So I said, what did you order, right? Like, is it, were you ordering glass, you know, like cups?
So she buys stuff from that.
She bought some stuff from Temu, but I didn't know what it was. I just knew she was having this panic attack. And she said, I said, did you buy drinking glasses or something like that? Cookware? And she said, no. They were just rings. But I'm still nervous because I wore the rings for almost 2 days. So I was thinking, and you're having this bad of a panic attack? I looked it up online, went to the state of California's website. Their website talks about how you can get lead poisoning. It's usually through ingesting it. It can technically be inhaled. And then it said it's possible to get lead through the skin, but it says it's highly unlikely. And I was like, look, this is California. California tells you that just about everything will give you cancer. So I think you'll be okay, but I really wouldn't worry about it. You wore the ring for a day. I think probably lots of cheap jewelry has lead in it. And I texted my brother afterwards, and I was like, man, when did – it's like just like each 10 years we're getting more anxious. Like you thought I was an anxious person when we met. Yeah, you were like, what the hell's wrong with you? I was a hypochondriac, all those things. But I see it feels like each 10 years you get the generation gets a little more anxious and a little more – she was on a 2.5-day panic attack bender because she'd worn a ring that she got off
Temu. Is she okay now?
Yeah, I guess she's not worried about it anymore after I sent her that thing that says you're probably not going to get lead poisoning. But are your kids anxious like that?
Yeah, I mean, they have anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's that
different than what you had when you were their age, right?
Yeah.
It just feels like it's a thing that's continued to get worse.
Yeah, more panic attacks for sure.
And I can't quite pinpoint it. Is it because we have the ability to search diseases and ailments online? Is that the biggest
thing? They're probably not doing that.
Well, I mean, a lot of young people do. I know my nieces do. They look that stuff up. I'm like, stop looking it up. I learned that a long time ago.
Right.
She would have been better off, though, looking up more information on lead poisoning, I guess, because the thing I found said that getting it through jewelry isn't likely to harm you. But I don't know. It's unrelated from the Stanley thing. I don't think the Stanley cups are probably hurting anybody. Sounds to me like the lead was in a part that wouldn't hurt you. But I guess people are freaked out about lead. More importantly, the company's huge. Everyone knows they're huge. So if you can sue them for something.
Right, get on it.
Yeah, get on it. I mean, you know, you got to make that bread, fam. Isn't that what you say, Lazo? Hey, Donald Trump, he's got these legal battles, you know, no business in New York for however many years and all these different things. He's got more trials coming. And we've said before, should he be allowed to use campaign money to fight these legal battles? And some people act like that's crazy. You can't use campaign money to fight your legal battles like that. Just like you can't use your campaign money to pay off Stormy Daniels. But Lazo pointed out that paying off Stormy Daniels helped his campaign.
Right. If you don't pay her off,
then
you'll lose an election
campaign.
And you want me to be president.
Right.
So
it seems like this is.
I don't understand
the
what all the rules
include. I don't either. But someone asked, I guess a lot of people have been asking different Trumps whether or not they think the campaign money should be used to pay for this stuff. But someone asked Laura Trump, do you think that the GOP, if we set aside the campaign finance laws and all those things,
Trump?
What do you mean, who's Laura Trump? You guys don't know who Laura Trump is?
Is that his sister that doesn't like him or whatever?
She's pretty attractive, drink of water. I'll show you a picture of her.
Forget the statute, but just generally, do you think paying for President Trump's legal bills is something that is of interest to Republican voters?
Absolutely. That's why you've seen a GoFundMe get started. That's why people are furious right now and they see the attacks against him. They feel like attack.
She's Eric's wife. She's one that was on TV before she met him.
And have a country. And call it the United States of America that goes out of its way to target political opponents and try to bankrupt them and take down their companies, take down their families. So, yeah, I think that is a big interest to people. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is the United States of America. We're not supposed to be a country that targets political opponents and takes down their businesses and tries to bankrupt them just because they're political adversaries. And, yeah, the GOP should pay for it. Look, people are acting like this is so crazy that they're saying people should. I'm not a Trump fan. I'm really not. Just like I'm not a Putin fan. I guess I need to clarify that from the other day. That was sarcasm.
You are a Putin fan.
You're the Putin fan.
No, I'm not.
I think you've been much more pro-Putin over the years than anyone else here. You've cared less about Putin's stuff. We talk about him poisoning
someone.
I'm not
scared
of
him like you are.
People. Yeah, but even like
I'm an American vet, a soldier.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to stand up to him.
I get it. Anyway, I don't think it's that crazy that a political campaign would pay for the stuff. if it's hurting his chances at being president, and he's got to pay this up, and if they're all going to say, if the GOP is going to say that this is a political witch hunt, they're going to echo his words, that this is a witch hunt, it's a political rival trying to use their power to take down an opponent in an unfair way, in a totally un-American way, if they're going to echo that sentiment, then, go ahead and throw your money at it, right? You want the guy to get elected, I guess. I mean, it looks like he's going to be the nominee. I still see stuff about, what's her name? Haley Barbour. Nikki Haley, I see her name, you know, every couple days now. We went from, they really pushed her. They really wanted Republicans. The media really wanted Republicans, I think, to vote for her and to like her.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think it was just because the liberal media was hoping that she would be the candidate because she'd lose. I think they just thought, if a Republican's going to win, we really would like you guys to consider supporting this person from your party instead of Trump. But I don't know. When South Carolina happens, Snowcone? You're the political expert. I think it's coming up, and that's her last shot. So, all right, we'll take a break, come back, and finish this turkey in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to finish doom scrolling here in a couple minutes, but first, sure. Snow Cone.
He's doing his giveaways from my
wants
office.
To give away some of the stuff from your office. Why are you giving me this? Show the camera. Oh, okay, gotcha. So the Blink 182 sweater, is this one of the most sought after things? This Christmas sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like you can see that. Who wants to do the honors?
There. You do it. Go ahead.
One of you guys got to do it.
No, just grab one. All right.
The names.
All right. Oh, the cold one? Grab the cold one. Okay, here you go. Hanson. Oh, no, Halston.
Halston.
There you go.
Halston
gets the Blink 182 sweatshirt. Do you think that in the Instagram story people thought this
Maybe
was real?
It looks kind of real.
Poncho said he thought there was some story that went with this sword.
I have no idea.
I don't remember this sword.
Me neither.
At all. It looks like one of Laszlo's kids left a toy up here at some point.
Yeah.
And that's that. And it ended up in the office.
But Snowcone said people want it.
It's like one of those popular things.
I mean, maybe it was a promotional item from like Muse or Coheed and Cambria. I could see that. But not that I know of. It just looks like it's plastic. But anyway, someone really wants this. So is this a different list of names, Snowcone?
Yeah, this is the sword.
Okay, so we got different people wanting the sword. They're like, yeah. Forget about the blink thing. I want that sword, baby.
The last 2 hours, and I was writing all these names.
I want that
the
sword.
All the names I have written down. Went through every single one.
All right, well, just crumple them up. Throw them in there. Make sure that the cold one goes in last. Okay.
Okay, this is for the sword.
For the sword. Here we go. I hope that they know what they're getting here. Taylor gets the sword.
Taylor.
There you go. You got a sword. And, Taylor, I would love to know what you end up doing with this, why you wanted it.
Yeah.
Man, I wish, actually, Taylor, that we were filming your reaction, you know, when you found out that you won. Right, just to see. I wish your family had been filming your reaction.
More giveaways
coming up. And we'll finish the news next.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
So remember Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie?
Yeah.
They were the YouTube camper. Well, I don't know what you call it. They were like the van life kind of kids.
Van life, yeah.
Yeah, and... She went missing, and she was found later to have been murdered. Obviously, everyone suspected that it was Brian, and then Brian killed himself shortly after that. It was quite the news story at the time. Well, the parents of Gabby sued Brian's parents because they say that when Brian came home from that trip, he told his parents, they're alleging, that Gabby was gone and that he needed a lawyer. So they're alleging that the parents knew, obviously Brian knew, and that their lawyer knew that Gabby wasn't coming back because she was dead. But even though they knew that, the family was sending out these messages of hope. Brian's family was, as if they didn't know. So they sued the family. Well, they have reached a settlement. But this sucks because we don't get to see what the settlement is. It hasn't been disclosed. So I don't know if this is the kind of thing TMZ gets a hold of later or not. But the parents of Gabby said that, you know, it was tough. It sounded to me like they didn't really want to do it, but that both families agreed that in order to avoid, like, this long, protracted legal battle that would cost them a bunch of money, they would settle now. So they've reached some sort of an agreement, but we don't know what it is.
The parents of Gabby Petito say they've reached a settlement in their civil suit against the parents of Brian Laundrie, who killed their daughter on a cross-country road trip back in 2021. No financial details of the emotional distress case were released. Gabby Petito was missing for a month before her body was found. Her parents allege Laundrie's parents knew Gabby was dead, but lied to them by issuing messages of hope that she would be found.
The terms of the resolution are confidential, and we look forward to putting this matter behind us.
How much money do they have?
That's what I'm wondering. Right, How much money do they have? I don't know that they were... They didn't say anything about them being wealthy.
Man, I didn't know that.
But we talked about it back then. Like, you know, if your kid is accused of something, you know, what are the limits that you help your kid in a given situation? If your kid comes home and says, I killed my girlfriend, I killed my wife, whatever. I need a lawyer. Okay, so I can see that you're getting the lawyer. I can accompany all this. I do think the part where you start sending out the messages of like, we hope she's coming home soon too. Maybe that's the part where I'm like, I'm not doing that.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, I got to get a lawyer. I got to do this. I cannot believe my son did this. Right? I can't believe I raised this little psycho. But I can, and I'm not even a parent, but I can understand logically that your kid comes to you and you're like, well, Jesus. I mean, what's done is done, right? This is horrible, but now we got to at least try and get him the best defense.
I know people don't want to hear it. I think you probably say, don't tell me what happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't tell me. But if
don't
he blurted it out, I killed her. Like, duh. Right? No. Just tell me that you need a lawyer. Like, hey, I'm worried about this. Gabby's missing. I need a lawyer. Okay. That's all you're telling me.
Yep. That's all I want to know.
And even then, I'm not going to be tweeting or texting Gabby's family these messages of support. I'm going to lay low, which I know they tried to do. But, man, I mean, you know, they knew they misdirected people. What did they say? They said that – didn't they say that he was home or that they didn't know where he was or something, even though they knew that he had gone to the woods? I think they might have even known that he killed himself. They led people like, we're going to go look for
him.
Did
they drive him there?
Because they found the – I thought his car was there.
Yeah, but I think they like smuggled
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it was like getting
trunk,
switching
like
cars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they did some shady stuff.
So the people would look in the wrong place? Was that part of the reason that car was there?
I'm not sure, but yeah, they did some shady stuff.
Yeah, they took it a little far. I mean, again, it's one thing to pay for the lawyer. And especially in a state like Florida, you say, I don't want my kid getting the death penalty.
I don't know what you do, man.
But
I mean, I don't know. I'm being honest. Like, if so, you know, your kid killed someone. Like, you're not happy about that. I mean, obviously. But are you saying you wouldn't smuggle them if they said, look, I'm going to prison. It's a death penalty. I'm going to go on death row for 30 years. I need to kill myself. And you're not saying you wouldn't have that conversation with them?
I don't know.
And then drive them to the woods? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know.
And if you did, they get a lawyer, and the lawyer was like, yeah, no.
It's not the craziest thing.
Right, it's not.
To imagine that someone would do that for their kid.
I mean, we do that for, I guess a lot of people would do that for their kid if he, you know, had some disease, right?
Yeah.
Right, take him to Portland or whatever, right?
Yeah. There was a story not that long ago about the, there was a guy who was a convicted pedophile. He'd been in prison. He'd just gotten out of prison. That little girl had been kidnapped, and they suspected this guy. So they called
his
parents.
And that airbender kid freaks me out. He's always on TV. And every time I look at him, he's got a pointed arrow on his head.
I don't know why that started over. We can turn this off. But the FBI called the parents of that pedophile saying, hey, we think your kid might have kidnapped someone. Where is he? And the mom is like, oh, I haven't heard from him. She's trying to help him. So, and that's, she knew her son was a pedophile.
Right.
And she had to have known, he just got out of prison. She had to have known there was a chance that if the police thought he was involved in this kidnapping, that he was involved.
That's not good.
And in that instance, I think the dad later swooped in and called the cops like, I just heard my wife talking to the son. Which is the other thing, too. Imagine, you know, it's still a relationship. You could have disagreements. And one parent might think we need to turn our kid in, while the other parent...
Well, relationship after that.
That's kind of what happened with Casey Anthony. Her dad pretty much knew she did it, and the mom was just in complete denial. And the dad would sneak off and talk to the cops, like when the mom didn't know.
Yeah, but somewhere along the way in the Casey Anthony thing, dad started trying to defend her.
He did. He did.
Changing his story.
He flipped eventually.
So the mom must have gotten to him, or somebody got to him, because he tried. I mean, he didn't do a very good job defending her. You could tell.
Right.
It almost was like someone had a gun to his head. It wasn't convincing in any way, shape, or form. But he did change his tune a little bit, and he stopped working with police. Whereas early on, he was working with cops, and he was basically saying, I'm afraid my daughter did something to my granddaughter. And then it was like, all right, it sounded to me like, seemed like his wife got him to stop talking to the police at least. I don't know. A lot of different elements at play there, because it is still a relationship. But yeah, I think you're right. If you are the one who swoops in and calls the cops afterward and says, hey, my wife just talked to her kid, and he's
either
in Texas,
way,
that relationship is
even if you're the other
over.
Person, you're like, what are you doing? They killed someone. You're covering for them?
Right.
I think that relationship's over.
Yeah, I think you're done after that.
It might be over just if your kid kills someone.
Right.
Like on purpose. It's like a murderer.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be like, all right.
Well, and just the trauma that people go through. You hear about trauma people go through when they lose a child.
Right.
And how tough that is. Now imagine, I got to imagine there's some sort of similar trauma, or you know, equal levels of trauma, if not similar, when your kid is convicted of something or accused of something like murder. I mean, that's unimaginable. Most of us don't know someone who's been convicted or charged with murder. Most of us don't know someone who's been murdered, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, at least as a white guy who grew up in the suburbs,
I would still say the most population doesn't.
Right? I would say the majority of people probably don't know. Now, you might know one degree of separation, but to know personally someone that was charged with murder or someone that was murdered, we feel like murder's everywhere because there's all these true crime shows and in the news, but it is still a thing that doesn't necessarily touch most of our lives personally, so it's hard to say what you would do in that situation. Hey, if you're tired of, you know, feeling obligated to call your grandma or your mom or dad, you know, your older parent, because you know they're lonely, you definitely don't want to go all the way over there. I mean, Lazo and I talked earlier about this at the beginning of the show. He was talking about his mom watching the show, and he said he's not much of a phone conversation guy, more of a texter. You know, there is texting. That helps if you're the kind of person that just doesn't want to talk on the phone. But scientists may have a solution for you. Maybe you don't need to go visit your grandma anymore. Maybe you don't need to call her on the phone anymore. Maybe what you need to do is get her a VR headset. Because they did this study on old people. I think it was like 60-something to 100. And they studied these seniors and put VR headsets on them. And, of course, they're polling them. And they're asking questions about their levels of happiness. And if they feel like they've been socializing with people, their levels of loneliness. Things like that. And they saw improvements across the board for old people with these VR headsets. They felt like they'd been doing something. My mom complains a lot, like she never goes on vacation anymore, right? I never go anywhere. And I'm like, well, you can't drive that far. You know, I mean, like, where do you want to go?
You guys should take her with you.
Right, but like, where do we go?
Well, that's you guys are going to Colorado. You should take it with you.
I guarantee she'd be like, Colorado. I'm not, you know what I mean? She is finally, though, she's going somewhere. Her and her friend are going to see a church in Minnesota. So, okay, sure. That's the thing. I'm not taking her on that trip. I'm just, right. I can't bring myself to do it. But I could get her a VR headset, and, you know, she could see that church from the comfort of her own living room, but it would be like she's there.
Stanford University researchers found they have benefits for older adults as well. The researchers studied 245 people, ages 65 to 103. Nearly 80% reported feeling more positive after using the headsets. Nearly 60% said they felt less isolated. And 82% of caregivers reported increased enjoyment of interactions with older adults.
So not only do the older adults say that they feel better, but the people who have to deal these old cranks, they're saying, hey, they're a little easier to deal with now. It's a lot easier to talk to this person. They've been in a better mood since we got that headset.
My God. Well, I mean, just, I know both of our mothers. I can't imagine how many times my mother would call and say, I cannot get this VR headset.
It's frozen again. It says I need to log into my Facebook account. Like, Mom, what did you click? Well, it said I'd logged out and I had to put my password in. Mom, you got scammed. I told you never put in your Facebook password. I told you it was already logged in. You shouldn't have to do anything. Yeah, that'd be an issue. The other thing, too, is like if they got the Apple ones, what are they called? Vision Pro?
Yeah.
Is that right? You know, I'd be a little worried about my mom wearing those out of the house. Like just trying to walk
I don't
and,
think they work out of the house. I don't think your mom's
No,
that.
I'm saying like these new augmented realities
I know, but I'm
going to be designed
they,
to use
people,
out.
I think they stay
for old people,
inside.
Yes, you're just using the VR headsets. I'm saying, can you imagine your mom trying to use one of these augmented things where you're supposed to go outside and use it outside? I don't think that would go over very well either. But yeah, the problem is it starts with, I can't get logged in. I just got a blinking red light. There's no screen. Mom, you have to pull the strap on the back of it to actually turn it on. No, I'm not getting anything. I went over to her house the other day because she couldn't get her soundbar to work. And when I get over there, the soundbar's on the floor. She's like, I've tried everything. She's like, I don't know what happened. I'm like, okay, I don't know what, you know, I'll try and figure this out. I didn't set this thing up, but I should be able to figure out a soundbar. First thing I did was look behind it. It was unplugged. Like actually unplugged, not from the TV. From the wall. It was totally unplugged. I mean, she had it flipped over. I could see that she'd been looking at cords. She couldn't pull on the power cord there to see if it was... If it was loose,
get older,
you know what I mean?
Cut her some slack.
She's like, I thought I checked that. I'm like, eh.
She just wanted you to come by.
Listen, this is coming from the guy who tells his mother, you're not helpless. You can do this. Oh, shut up. Figure it out.
I'm just saying she wanted you to come over.
I know. That's what I'm saying. She knew that it was unplugged.
Of course.
She probably almost forgot to unplug it before I got over there.
Poncho says I do it. I go over and unplug random stuff so that...
so that I have to go over there. And then
when I'm leaving, I just unplug the toaster.
Finish her honey-do list. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I hate to say it, guys, this is a very, very sad day. I don't know if it's official, but all sources say it's about to be official. One of your favorite streaming services... is about to go away. Everyone knows that sound. Freevee.
Freevee's going away?
Yeah, because now that Amazon owns it, and now that Amazon is putting commercials on Prime, I guess they're like, oh, we've already got two things with commercials. We don't need it. So they say they're probably getting rid of Freevee. There's no future for Freevee. But I would just assume that means that the stuff that was on Freevee is going to get...
I guess. I use Freevee.
I had to use it for something a few months ago. It was only available on Freevee.
Yeah,
I was like, hey, the commercials aren't so bad. But then at the end, they start really stacking the commercials up. They get you hooked in the beginning with just like one or two quick commercials. And by the last half hour, it was like five commercial breaks. Each one of them was 5 minutes.
It really doesn't
bother
me.
Holy crap. Well, did you watch a movie or a show?
A movie, I think.
Okay. Because this was, I mean, by the end, the commercial breaks were almost comical. But... it's free, and it's not censored, and so, you know, I wanted to watch it. That's that. But I guess you'll be able to watch that stuff on Prime, I would assume. All right, Snow Cone's coming here with more stuff we're going to give away here.
A Milky Chance to Laszlo thing?
Hang tight here.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All
right.
So in the order of all the stuff that was in Laszlo's office, you said that you think the Blink thing was the most sought after. Was that number one?
The sweater, the Christmas sweater?
Christmas sweater. But then that number two was the plastic
sword.
So would you say that this, Dear Laszlo, thanks for the support, Milky Chance poster is number three? Wow. We should have guessed. We should have tried to guess what would be the most. I think we sort of did, but I think we guessed wrong. I think we thought that the Blink thing would be popular, but I thought there'd be some of those like autographed vinyls and stuff. The sword is
Hey, people like the sword.
They like it, and it's already spoken for. So Sorry. All right.
And whoever won it doesn't know that I put it up.
Whoa. Yeah, with his kilt.
This is for the Milky Chance from signpost.
Milky Chance.
What does this say? To Laszlo, thank you for all the support.
Well, I don't like this person. No, I'm just kidding. Lane.
Lane!
There you go, Lane.
I hope we get a reaction.
There you go, Lane.
From Lane.
One Milky Chance.
And it's framed, you know?
Framed Milky Chance. That's to Laszlo.
Yeah. Thanks for the support. It's ready to hang on your wall.
Put that in your bedroom.
What's this? Now, see, this is the kind of thing I would have thought would have been a little more sought after than plastic sword. This is an autographed 1975 vinyl sleeve, right?
No, with no vinyl.
There's no vinyls in it, but it's an autographed sleeve, so that's something. The person who just takes the vinyls home. Like, I'll get in trouble if I steal the sleeve. Right. It's autographed.
But if I put it in Laszlo's office, he'll never know.
Right.
It's like me taking beers out of my dad's case.
They did give us one time autographed empty something, right? Somewhere. Okay. But I don't remember these being empty, but I do remember
1975.
And it looks like everybody autographed it, right?
Kyle.
Kyle!
There you go,
that
Kyle.
That looks like Donald Trump's signature down there. I mean, I don't know what this goes for. I know it's not sports memorabilia, but if you're a music fan, 1975 is pretty cool. Okay, and we also thought that this would be popular just because it's like, oh, wait, did he say that he was going to give this away? I thought he wanted to hang this one up.
I can give it away.
Okay, so this is a Lovely the Band platinum record. It's framed. It's presented to Laszlo to commemorate platinum certification. More than a million copies from this Red Music single, Broken. And it's got a nice platinum frame and lipstick kiss
good.
In the middle. This will look good on anyone's wall.
Mm-hmm.
And Laszlo's about to draw the name here. It feels like someone has broken this and taped it from the back. Did you try and open this up and see what would play on the vinyl?
Richard!
Lovely the Band!
There you go. Oh. Richard is in Lovely the Band, actually.
Yeah. There you go. He's like, I want that bet. I don't want to see that hanging up at somebody's house. So there you go. Not a bad start. What? What's the last thing? Oh, the t-shirt that says, F that, get money.
There you go.
I also thought that, for some reason, Laszlo wanted to keep this one, but I forgot that it's a 1975 shirt.
What's it say in the back?
Just says the 1975.
I like it.
Yeah. Now you want
it? I'll keep it, yeah.
You're keeping it?
I'm going
to
keep it.
You keep it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're not giving it away. Laszlo's keeping it. It'll look good in the pickup line at school. And there you go. But there will be more stuff to be given away. Where do they go? Church of Laszlo Instagram? They want to look at it?
Yeah.
Or is most of this stuff, if people already put their names in for all this stuff, you're just busy trying to draw names?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Contest is over.
Contest,
all right.
Video all right.
On Instagram.
Okay, there you go.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. K-Flay, signed record.
Yeah, Solutions.
I do
show
like K-Flay.
The camera here.
Okay.
So this is what we're drawing for now.
We're giving away stuff out of my office because they're making me move my office. So.
These are the last of the on-air giveaways.
We do everything off the air.
Ross, our boss.
Ross got it?
We could have just given it to him.
Yeah. Ask for it.
Snow cone in the future if he says, hey.
In the future, pull his name out of there.
Yeah, that's right. He's not allowed to participate.
Mm-mm.
What's the next thing that looks like from where I'm sitting? Lana Del Rey. Is that what it is? No? It is Lana Del Rey. Which album is this?
Norman
F. and
Rockwell.
Norman F. and Rockwell.
I like it.
Vinyl. Feels heavy. There must be two vinyls in here.
I'm a fan of hers.
Who isn't? And who's that guy? Is that Mark Ronson?
I don't know.
Looks like... who's the guy who bangs all the chicks?
Pete Davidson?
I don't know.
John Mayer.
Oh.
Is it John Mayer?
It's not John Mayer. I don't know. Maybe he's on the back, though, too. Okay, so this is for Lana Del Rey.
Unopened vinyl.
Oh, boy, I hope we're filming reaction videos. This is Mackenzie.
There you go.
Mackenzie.
I bet she'll love it.
I bet she will love it.
There you go. And the rest of them are going to be off the air?
We got one more to do.
Oh, one more. What do we got?
Goodness, one last one. Suspense is killing me.
Oh, back color.
Oh, this is a nice, this feels like a collector's edition. Look at this.
Go.
It's got the double sleeve. Feels like there might be four vinyls in this one, Laszlo.
Mm.
I can't tell. This has that song I like, right? Wow.
Wow.
I like that song, yeah. It's like, wow. It's like, oh, wow. Yeah, that was a good
that's a good little song,
good,
you're
little
right.
Pop song there. I like that. All right, this is for Beck. Whoever wins this, I hope you leave it unopened. Katie, congratulations.
There you go, Katie.
There you go.
Hope you like it. It's like, wow.
All right, it's like, wow.
Giveaways, I'll contact you on Instagram.
Okay, Snowcone will contact you. Hey, did you guys know that they nominated the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or announced the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I think I did read it. I don't remember who they are, but yeah.
I read something that blew my mind.
Hmm.
Well, first, I can tell you who the nominees are because it's not a very long list. White Stripes didn't get back on there. They didn't make it the first time, and then
they didn't?
No, and then they didn't make it back on. That's kind of weird, isn't it? I guess I don't know how it works, but it's Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Eric B. and Rakim, Foreigner, Kool and the Gang, Oasis, yeah. Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Okay.
Okay.
Mariah Carey seems odd, but
I know,
she's
but
popular.
They've been doing that. They did.
Yeah, I get
was it.
Was
it Dolly Parton that got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? So then she said she had to write a rock record.
Wasn't right. I believe so.
I think it was. I think that was last year.
People had problems with Missy Elliott being on there. And
well,
Eminem was a big one.
Hip hop to me is so much more N.W.A., rock and roll.
But yeah, those don't bother me.
Hip hop is rock and roll to me. Yeah. Mariah Carey's a little.
Mariah Carey's a little bit like, okay.
Yeah. But whatever.
Okay. Hip hop is punk rock, though.
Yeah. But you guys probably knew this, and this is by the way I was thinking about him. Mark Ronson, you know that guy.
You just brought him up a minute ago.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking of him.
Why
you
got Mark Ronson
story.
On the head?
Because I saw this story earlier. Because of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he's put together this like hype video. He wants Foreigner to be inducted because they are nominated, right? Foreigner's one of the nominees. And he got like this celebrity cast of characters to be in the video.
To sing it's, Foreigner songs?
No, to talk. It's like Josh Homme, Dave Grohl, Jack Black, Chad Smith, and then at the end, Ronson wraps it up. But he's trying to get, I guess, whoever votes on this, trying to get them motivated,
Foreigner.
Right? Foreigner.
You're as cold as ice.
Are you a Foreigner fan?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so, but they do have a lot of hits, huh?
Want to know what love is? Love is putting Foreigner in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So that's Josh.
I've loved Foreigner since I got their debut record.
Foreigner should absolutely be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Can't believe they're not in already. Oh, my God.
There's one drum riff that I have used in more than a few songs.
Yeah, I'm getting hyped.
Feels
I'll
like
vote for
very first time.
Like the very first time. Come on.
That's my favorite.
I want to know what love is.
There's no way that I would be the record producer and the musician that I am today if it wasn't for Foreigner.
Okay, so that's Mark, right?
Feels okay. Like the
and this
first
is Jack Black.
Time. When oh, nah, no. Like you opened up the door. Hey, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Open the door. Foreigner's waiting outside. Let him in.
Okay, so I'm like, well, they got all these people. They must be big Foreigner fans. And then I read that the founder of Foreigner, Mick Jones, just...
Mick Jones and Lou Gramm?
I don't know.
Lou
I just read,
Gramm? I like Lou Gramm's solo work better.
Okay, so Mick Jones
has
just revealed that he's been battling Parkinson's disease for years. So I was like, oh, that's why they're doing this. No, that's not just why they're doing it. Mark Ronson is Mick Jones' stepson.
Oh, really?
How crazy is that?
I had no idea.
I mean, I guess you're not a Nepo baby if it's a stepson, right? But isn't that crazy? So he's doing that nice thing for his stepdad. He must really like the guy.
Yeah, crazy.
What did you say people are calling step-parents, Lazo? Bonus parents?
Yeah, he's a bonus dad.
Bonus dad? Do they call him bonus kids, too? Does he work both ways?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So Mark Ronson is Mick Jones' bonus kid. And
sweet.
Ronson really wants Foreigner in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Snowcone, you tell me you never rocked out to a little Foreigner?
Never.
Me neither. But it does seem like a band that like Adam Sandler probably really loves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just think of him when
he's
I think of bands
taste.
Like Foreigner. He really just has.
Love Sticks.
It's unapologetically
and Foreigner,
bad.
REO.
Just horrible
yes.
taste.
Yeah. It's like bad. It's like it's chick classic rock. And it's bad chick classic rock.
Oh,
you know
he loves
I mean?
All that stuff.
He
yeah.
really loves that stuff. But you know what? He's a man of conviction. He stands by it, and he
right.
says
puts
that,
it in all his movies.
Yeah, he acts like we secretly love it, and we just won't admit
right.
it. I think he believes that. I think he believes that
yeah,
we do
you
love
Foreigner.
It.
Well, you're just
but
singing
we don't
along with Foreigner.
We don't admit it. I forget how many hits they had. Tell you what, I mean, I obviously recognize every single one of those songs. But there you go. So of all those people that were nominated, if you could vote for one. Who would you vote for? Tribe Called
well,
Quest, Ozzy Osbourne. I assume that you guys would vote for Oasis. Kool and the Gang, Foreigner, Eric B. and Rakim, Cher, Mariah Carey.
Mick Jones is a producer. He produced 5150 for Van Halen.
We're just learning.
He also produced Stormfront for Billy Joel.
Boom. See? We're learning all kinds of stuff today. That's definitely something.
Wow.
So your vote, Oasis?
Not much more of a Lou Gramm fan.
Tribe Called Quest.
That's who you'd vote over? I thought you were a huge Oasis fan. Right?
I am.
Lazo is.
Oh, I thought you both were. So, Lazo, would your vote be for Oasis or Sinead O'Connor or Ozzy? I know you like Diarrhea of a Madman.
Yeah, I did like that a lot. Ozzy.
How is Ozzy not in it?
Right. I mean, Ozzy seems to be like, well, why isn't Ozzy Osbourne?
Insane. Right.
He was
right.
in. I mean, I know.
Is Sabbath in?
I'm sure, but still, whatever. He should be in whatever he's in.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Ozzy Osbourne, the Blizzard of Oz should be in, like anything he did.
Yes.
And I'm not even a fan.
No, but his television
Meet
the Osbournes, whatever. That should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's a legend.
He was in Black Sabbath.
He's a legend. Yeah. Whether you like him or not. Tribe Called Quest, obviously, legendary as well. I just thought it was weird that White Stripes were on and then didn't make it and then they were off. I thought usually if you didn't make it, what do they call that, first ballot?
Yeah.
Is that just when you make it the earliest that you can?
White Stripes not making it first is criminal.
That was weird that they didn't make it to begin with, but then to not be on this year's list, I figured they would be back on there. But, I mean, the White Stripes will get in, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's just weird
that they're not. Like, if Mariah Carey gets in before them.
That would be weird.
That would be weird. I know Mariah Carey was popular in the 90s, but that's not really
what
we're talking
about. That's
like
the first one that I'm kind of like, that's not really, you know.
Dolly Parton, I could sort of understand.
Dolly Parton, I understand just because of the influence.
It's country and right. I don't know. It just felt, with Dolly Parton, I'm with you. It was easier to wrap your head around.
Right.
Than Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey doesn't feel right.
I mean, she did that.
It's easier for me to get my head around with a lot of country artists. Like, okay.
Right, exactly.
Remember that rock album?
Waylon Jennings, exactly, or Willie Nelson.
Chris Christopherson, all those. And Dolly Parton kind of fits into that.
Johnny Cash. Exactly.
Do you guys remember that Mariah Carey alternative record she did? With that band Chick, that no one knew it was her, but it was her band.
It was like a Chris Gaines thing, right? Didn't she hide her identity?
It was actually good. Like,
I didn't
really
know about
good.
It until later. You know,
I've never heard it before.
One of these,
I know you have.
We talked about
it
on the show, right? Didn't we have to play it? I think you made me pull it up.
I'll pull it up. It's
but I think that was probably the first time that I ever heard of it. Snowcone says it's actually pretty good.
I know I like it.
Like the whole album or just a song in particular?
The song I heard. Hold on. Let me see if this is it.
Did she change her appearance too? I can't remember. Which like she hide her?
She didn't show in the videos. They showed someone else.
Okay. Is she singing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This is the song we played, right? But this isn't what she's famous for.
No, but I mean.
Tried to do Courtney Love.
Yeah, sounds like it. I crave you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Not terrible. I guess I'd rather listen to that than All I Ever Wanted. Was that the name of this Christmas song? All I want for Christmas is you. What's her biggest non-Christmas hit? That Tom Tom's sampled thing?
The Genius of Love sample. Fantasy.
Fantasy. Uh-huh. That's probably.
Probably that.
Probably and, up there, right? Those aren't rock songs.
What's the...
All right.
Hey, Mariah Carey, good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.